Shalom, everybody. We are going to learn something special for in honor of Chodesh Elul. Going to learn some more Orot HaTshuva. Over the years, we've learned several piskaot of Rav Kook's famous game-changing look at Tshuva. In a nutshell, the most important point that we've seen in the past about Orot HaTshuva is Rav Kook says that tshuva is not supposed to be depressing. It's not just for sinners. And just like sports records are constantly improving, and man is constantly running faster and jumping higher, and just like toothpaste and shampoo is always new and improved, so too, all of mankind is constantly improving. And it's the most natural thing in the world. And when we want to improve, we're not swimming against our nature, we're not swimming against the tide, but we're going with the tide, because the way of the world is to improve. And also we learned in the past that it may have been that every year on Rosh Hashanah, I accepted upon myself that I want to improve, and trial and error is that eventually we'll get it right, and even if we messed up 3, 4, 5, 10 times. Life is ups and downs, but the general direction is always improving. And just like mankind matured out of slavery and matured out of racism and chauvinism, and these arrows are still open at the top, and that's an important point for tonight's shiur. Obviously, we're never perfect. And it's an ongoing process where the arrow, that is God, that is constantly improving. Okay, we're going to see a different aspect of Rav Kook's Orot HaTshuva tonight. Source number one, that's Perek Hei, Piska Vav. Mibiladi Machshevet HaTshuva. Were it not for the idea of tshuva, that we can improve even after we made mistakes, that we can erase and do better, pick ourselves up after we fall, were it not for this concept of tshuva, menuchata ubitchona, the menucha, that's in the present, that tshuva gives us menuchata dat, gives us peace of mind, and bitachon, in the future, that we know in the future that we can improve. If it were not for this, wait, let me try muting. Tzvia, can you mute everybody? Okay. So again, were it not... Wait, hold on, let me try and mute someone. Everyone? Here we go. Yes. Seder. Back to the share screen. Again, Mibilade Machshevet HaTshuva Menuchata Ubitchona. Were it not for the security and peace of mind that tshuva gives us, that we can always improve and fix up that which we messed up, Lo yuchal adam limtzo manoach. Man would not be able to function. Rav Kook, as he said throughout Orot HaTshuva, tshuva is not just repentance one day a year, or 1 month a year. All of life is, if you made a mistake, you said something wrong to your spouse, just say I'm sorry. You said something wrong to your boss, just say I'm sorry. Obviously it has to be sincere, but what Rav Kook is saying is this idea is so basic, and were it not for this possibility to fix that which we did, we would go crazy. The Rambam is obviously playing in the background here. Rav Kook very often, it takes for granted that you know the Rambam that he's referring to. In source number two, in Moreh Nevuchim, in the God for the Perplexed, Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Vav, part 3, chapter 36. Part 3 is where the Rambam talks about the Tamei HaMitzvot, how to understand the benefit of the mitzvot. We can't understand why God, what caused God to give us the mitzvot, but what are the benefits? V'chein tzivanu litpalel elav. The Rambam is talking about a category which includes the mitzvah of prayer, davening. V'litzok lifanav be'itzara, to yell up to God whenever we are in trouble. There's a famous machloka between the Rambam and Ramban, whether davening is a mitzvah d'oraita, but we won't get into that. It's very clear, according to the Rambam, that when a person is in need to yell out to God, that is one of the 613 mitzvot. Umivuaru shat shuva gam ken mizeh haklal. Teshuvah, returning, repenting, improving, is also part of the same idea as prayer. Rotzelomar mina deyot asher lo yesudar metziut anshei Torah ela ba'amin otam. Just like Rav Kook is saying, that there's no Torah unless you believe in teshuvah, that you can improve and fix that which you messed up. She'i ashar l'shum adam shelo yechta v'yifsha. There's nobody who's perfect, even Moshe Rabbeinu sinned. En adab ba'aretz asher ya'ase tov v'lo yechta. Kohelet tells us nobody does not make mistakes. Im sheyisakel bidat sheyivcharehu, whether it be a person choosing wrong. Right? God gave us free will. Sometimes we choose right. Sometimes we choose wrong. Omida, or sometimes we choose wrong, bad character traits. Vehi bilti nivcheret be'emet, olatigbora ta'ava okas, or if a person overindulges in a certain pleasure or gets angry, any of these choices, if a person thought that as soon as I blew it, as soon as I messed up, there's nothing I could do, there's no way of fixing it, he would continue that mistake and just keep sliding down the slippery slide. If a person thinks, I'm doomed, okay, I spoke Lashon Hara, I'm going to hell, so I may as well enjoy this world if I'm not going to enjoy the world to come. And he's just going to get worse and worse. It's interesting, the Rambam, if he were alive today, would probably say that this yeush, this giving up of hope, this despair, would get a person to commit suicide. Today, so many people commit suicide. Why? Because they made mistakes. And the Torah is telling us that, yeah, even if you kill a person and you can't bring him back to life, yeah, that's true, in our world, you cannot bring him back to life. Nevertheless, in the world to come, this guy is coming back to life. And if you truly, truly, sincerely regret what you did, God also wipes it away. Like the Chavetz Chaim said, all of the modern inventions are to help us understand how the Torah works. And just like you used to have to pay for every word when you sent a telegram to teach us that every word costs, and we have to be careful what we say, so too today, if a person makes a mistake, you just erase on the computer. You can erase on a tape recorder. You can erase things, and they really are erased. This is a concept which the Torah wanted us to understand already 3,300 years ago. Yeah, you messed up, but don't lose hope, because that way you'll just mess up again. Tshuva, just repent, improve, and from now on, just do it. Achim emunata tshuva, together with this belief in tshuva, yitaken v'yashuv letov shebinyanim, v'yoter shalem imashi kodem sheyechta. This concept of not only can I erase that which I messed up, but again, the arrow with ups and downs is that every down is meant to bring me to a higher level. And that is the physical laws of physics. Help us understand the laws of metaphysics, that the further down you press a spring, the higher it's going to jump. Yirida litzorech aliyah, ki nafalti, kamti. Sinning enables us to rise to a higher level. That's why the Torah is full of different actions to drive home this point that it's not lost. You made a mistake? Say, I'm sorry. Say, vidui. Accept upon yourself that you won't do it again. And you're better off. It's as if you never sinned. Rotze lomar haviduyim. All of this vidui. Saying, I'm sorry. Ve'ashamnu, bagadnu, I sinned, I did this, I did that. Ve'akorbanot. Right? So many of the mitzvot, one of the five books of the Torah, is basically korbanot. What are all the sacrifices for? Not all of them, but many of them are al-shkagot, va'ktzat al-zdonot. Many of them are for sins. Sefer Vayikra is to teach us, yes, you messed up, you can fix it up. Va'hataniyot. When the Torah tells us about Yom Kippur, and the Tanakh tells us in the book of Yonah, in the book of Esther, to fast, what is the idea of fasting? The idea of tshuva? You messed up? You can fix it up. Vainyana kolel tshuva mikol chet lasur mimenu. Every sin, you leave it? Zoti tachlit zo adat ve'elu kulam to'altam mevueret. Says the Rambam, the benefit of all these mitzvot is so logical, is so obvious. Getting back to source number one. So Rav Kook says that were it not for the idea of the bitachon and the emunah that we have in tshuva, the peace of mind, we would go crazy. Man would not have peace of mind. If you make a mistake, you just give up hope. V'achayim aruchanim lo yuchlu litpateach ba'olam. A person's spirituality would not be able to develop if there's no concept of tshuva. Hachusha musari tovea me'adam et hatzedek ve'atov, et hashlemut. Hare, God created us with a conscience. And that conscience wants us to improve. We want to be perfect. We want to be godly. That conscience is so basic to man that even the Germans, Yimach Shemam, some of the German, the Nazis, were vegetarians. That, even they have a conscience. So on the one hand, God created us with a conscience. V'ashleimut amusarit kama rechokai me'adam lagshima b'fo'al. On the one hand, we want to be idealistic. We want to volunteer. We want to help others. We want to be godly. But as soon as we think about it, we're never going to get there. Because we make mistakes. V'kama kocho chalash lichaven ma'asa ve'latoar shela ideal hatzedek ha'gamur. How weak are we that we know that we will never be able to be as good as we want to be? So on the one hand, we have a conscience that wants to be good. We want to be pure. On the other hand, we know that we're not going to make it. So I'm doomed. What am I supposed to do? How can man yearn for something that he cannot reach? That is why, here Rav Kook is making a beautiful play on words, tshuva also means the answer. The answer to this problem is teshuva, improvement. And the fact that it's so natural, yes, to fall, but to pick myself up again, that's the answer. That just as our conscience is natural, so too it's natural to make mistakes, so too it's natural to improve. V'hi mashlimato. And this is what brings us to perfection. Im adam alul tamid l'michshol. If a person is always inevitably going to make mistakes, liot pogem betzedek uvumusar, and to harm that very conscience that he wants to fulfill, so he's going to lose hope. Rav Kook says, no. Ein ze pogem et shleimuto. When you make a mistake, that does not at all hurt your perfection. Why? Me'achar she'ikar yesod ha'shleimut shelo, because the basis of perfection is not shleimut, but hishtalmut. There's no such thing as perfect. But to strive for perfection, that is as perfect as we are going to be. Hi ha'ariga v'ha'chefetz ha'kavua el ha'shlemut. The fact that we always want to improve, even as we speak, just this second, if we all say to ourselves, yeah, I want to improve, that's it. We have erased everything that we did wrong. We get a new, that's as perfect as man can be. Because, again, the arrow is always open at the top. And this is Rav Dessler, Rav Eliyahu Dessler, as a book, Michtam Eliyahu. In English, it's called Strive for Truth, because you never get to absolute truth. We mentioned in the past that the Zohar says on the word Elohim, God's name, is comprised of two words, Mi and Ele. Elohim is Mi and Ele. Mi, we know, means who. Ele, on the other hand, means this. All of life is made up of me, who is God. We have difficulty understanding him. But for every question, we have an answer. Ele, Elokecha Yisrael. But for every Ele, there's another me. And for every me, there's another Ele. For every question that we have about the world, about God, about truth, for every question, there's an answer. But we will never know all of the answers. Because, in the words of Sefer HaYikarim, only God knows all the answers. If I were to know it all, I would be God. And that's why the arrow at the top is open. Because there's always room for improvement. This is the concept that the Navi Hoshea says, that we say this, many people say at the wedding under a chuppah, the pasuk ve'rastich li le'olam. Hashem says to Am Yisrael, I am betrothing you forever. We are engaged forever. And the obvious question is, what do you mean engaged forever? We're never going to get married? We're not going to consummate the marriage? And that's exactly the point. Because when you're engaged, it's a very beautiful time where the love is building and building and building, but you can't consummate the marriage. And that's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By the way, that's the concept, V'avta et Hashem Elokecha, you should love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, u'v'chol me'odecha. V'chol me'odecha, the pshat of the word, what is ma'od? Very. We should love God with all of our very. Love God with all of our... There's no word to describe what is that very, because the arrow is open. And that is the concept of, we can't ever hug God. We can't ever consummate our marriage with God. And that is that open arrow, which means that if I want to improve, then I am perfect. If I want to improve, I am perfect. So as of now, all of us are perfect. That doesn't mean I'm not going to make a mistake tomorrow, maybe even tonight. Nevertheless, just remember again, I can erase it, I will erase it. And that is the beauty of tshuva. There's the famous story of Rav Zusha. Rav Zusha was crying. They asked him, why are you crying? The Hasidic master said, well, I'm not crying because they're going to ask me, why wasn't I like Moshe Rabbeinu? I'm not like Moshe Rabbeinu. But what I'm worried is they're going to ask me, why wasn't I like Zusha? Just be myself. Don't get down. Don't be doomed. Al titya'ish, in the words of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. This is the constant striving. We see the pasuk, tsam'alecha nafshi. David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, I am thirsty for God. Why are you thirsty? So drink. Because the more you drink, you're still going to be thirsty. And still going to be thirsty. And drink. And it's an unending arrow. And that is the beauty of tshuva. The idea that the striving for perfection, that is perfection. There's a song, a famous folk song in Israel, Lo Na'atzor. It says, Lo Lahagia Rak Lishof. We'll never get there, but we want to get there. The fact that I want to, that is as perfect as I can get. Now, this concept that there is always tshuva and that anything can be fixed is a very important concept. because the Rambam writes in source number 5 that there are certain things that prevent teshuvah. Source number 5, the Rambam in Hilchot Teshuvah, Perek Dalet, Halachot Bet and Gimel. It's a very famous Rambam. The Rambam says there are certain things that lock the door of teshuvah before a person. For example, Aleph, HaPoresh Minat Tzibur. Somebody who separates himself from the community, he loses out from all of the beauty, the beautiful prayers of the community, of the tshuva of the community. He can't ask forgiveness from the community. So, how's he going to do tshuva? Bet, hacholek al divrei chachamim. Somebody who disagrees with the sages. Of course, you could always ask questions, but if you're not going to listen to Chazal, and you're just going to cynically say, ah, they're people, I'm a person. The Rambam says, L'fisha machlokoto goremen lo lifrosh mehen, v'no yodea darkeo tshuva. Somebody who doesn't have respect for the sages is not going to do tshuva, because he doesn't listen to them. Number 3, hamal'igat ha-mitzvot. Somebody who's cynical, and he mocks the mitzvot. Again, we all know people who are cynical towards the mitzvot. That is a slippery slope. And as soon as you're cynical to one mitzvah, there will be another and another and another. So how can you do tshuva? Number 4, hamivazer rabotav. Somebody who puts down his teachers. So who is he going to learn from? Number 5, asuneta tochechot. This is pretty logical. Somebody who doesn't like rebuking, of course, is not going to do tshuva. And the Rambam goes on, he says there are 5 things that are impossible to do total tshuva, even if you really regret them and you want to repay them. For example, 3 lines from the end of source 5. For example, at the end. When a person sinned towards his fellow man, somebody just asked me on the question and answers of Yeshivat Beit El, I stole money from a corporation. How do I pay it back? You're right. You got your, what? You're going to start looking for every person and paying it back? Or the Chafetz Chaim says you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara about a group of people. So if somebody says something bad against the Charedim, or against the Hasidim, or against the Ashkenazim, or against the Sfaradim. So he's going to look for every Ashkenazi and Sfaradi, and how can you look and apologize to each and every one of them? So the Rambam says that guy basically can never do total tshuva. On the other hand, the same Rambam tells us in source number 6, She'en licha davar she'omed bifnei ha-tshuva. There is nothing which stands before in the way of tshuva. It's a very famous contradiction. Anybody who's learned Rambam knows that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of obvious contradictions where the Rambam is not stupid. Any 10-year-old would not contradict himself all the time. The Rambam here wants us to understand something. But what is it we're supposed to understand? On the one hand, he says there's, certain things that you just can't do tshuva. On the other hand, he says everyone can do tshuva. Rav Kook answers this famous question. Source number 7, Orot HaTshuva. Kishebaim lashuv b'tshuva, when a person comes and he wants to improve, tzrichim ladat, you have to know, she'en shum minya badavar. Like the Rambam says in Source 6, there is nothing that can hold you back from tshuva. And here's the punchline. Afilu otam chavdalet advarim amakvim et ha-tshuva. Even those 24 things that the Rambam lists, that says that if you do this thing, you can't do tshuva. And if you do this, you can't do tshuva. And you do this, you can't do tshuva. Rav Kook is saying that is just part of the challenge. Because what happens if somebody is told, you can't do tshuva, and nevertheless he does it? That is really pure tshuva l'shem shamayim. When you tell a person, you know what, you're going to hell, and nevertheless he repents, he's not going to hell. But that's part of the challenge. That we tell him, you know what, you really got to get your act together. Rav Tzadok Milublin in Source 8 says something also very, very similar. Rav Tzadok of Lublin lived a little before Rav Kook. He died about the year 1900. They obviously overlapped a lot, but he was a little half a generation before. Source number 8. Umize bat takifut lelev ha'adam. This is the reason why Hashem created us, God created us, with a certain chutzpah. It's interesting, the Jewish people are called Am Kshei Oref, a stubborn people, a stiff-necked people. And anybody who's known Jews, some of my best friends are Jewish, but yeah, we're stubborn. The Maharal writes, there's a very thin line between being idealistic and being stubborn, where idealistic is very good. Stubborn is problematic. So, why did God make us stubborn? Rav Tzadok says, because we need a strong heart in order to overcome those mistakes that we did. In other words, not to give up hope, not to despair, not to think I'm doomed, but to have that bravery to get our act together. Skip down two lines. V'hainu she'Hashem Yidbarach noten takifut b'lev ha'bal tshuva. God gives strength in the heart of anybody who wants to improve. Haynu gam bedvarim shene'emar bezohar hakadosh mirabbi Shimon bar Yochai she'eino mo'il tshuva chas v'shalom. It says in the Zohar that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the famous holy Tana, says that there are certain sins, sexual-oriented sins, like masturbation, that there is no doing tshuva. So what are you supposed to do before you learn this? Okay, mele from now on, okay, if they're telling me there's no tshuva, so that's a deterrent. So that'll deter a person for the future. But what about the past? If a person already did it, what's he supposed to do now? He's told there's no tshuva. Rav Tzadok says, Yesh memshala lebal tshuva levatil zotu letaken. When the rabbis are telling us, for you there's no tshuva, that's just part of the challenge. Because if you overcome even that, that's a real pure bal tshuva. Kinyana bat kol sheyatza shuvu banim shovavim chutz miacher. Where the Gemara Masechet Chagiga Daf Tet Vav says, on the pasuk, return all of my naughty children. Return, everybody can return, except for Elisha ben Avuya. Acher is a nickname for Elisha ben Avuya, the famous rabbi who left the derech. And his student Rebbe Meir, the holy Rebbe Meir, said to him, Rebbe, you taught me so much Torah, you know you can do tshuva, why don't you just do tshuva? And his Rebbe, Elisha ben Avuya, said, I heard the bat kol, a voice from heaven, saying that everyone can do tshuva except Elisha ben Avuya. Rav Tzadok says, Chabibi, that's the whole test. When God says that you can't do tshuva, and nevertheless you do tshuva, you have overcome the greatest test. Af al pichen haya bicholto letaken al yedei tshuva. Mimne shechen ratzon Hashem yidbarach. This is exactly what Hashem wants to do. This is part of the challenge. And this is what the Shla, the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, and the Reshit Chochmah, two very famous Kabbalists, write on the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Pei Vav Amud Bet. There's a weird line in the Gemara. Kol ma sheyomer lecha ba'al habayit aseh, chutz mitzeh. Whatever the host asks you to do, you should do. If the host asks you to lead the zimun, lead the zimun. The host asks you to take a second portion, take a second portion. The host asks you to leave, you don't leave. That doesn't sound very mannerly. Some of the people here are from England. That would not go over well in England. So there are a lot of different ways of explaining this Gemara. But you catch how Rav Tzadok and how Rav Kook would explain this Gemara? You're saying, who is the Baal HaBayit? Who owns the world? God owns the world. And whatever he says, we should do. All the commandments. Whatever God says, we should do. Everything except leave. When God says, leave, get out of here, you're going to hell. You don't have a chance to do tshuva. We don't listen. It's like, remember when Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu after the sin of the golden calf? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Heref mi meni va'ash mi dem, leave me alone, I'm going to destroy them. Why does he say, leave me alone? Rashi says, well, that was Moshe's cue. When Hashem says, leave me alone, that's a sign that you're supposed to argue with him and not leave him alone. The same thing when Hashem or the rabbis are telling us, you can't do tshuva, don't listen, because they don't really mean it. They're preparing us, they're making the challenge that much harder, that nevertheless, when I will do tshuva, it's that much more pure. The idea of the menucha of tshuva, that it gives us peace of mind, is so important. Let's look at Rav Kook beautifully explains. Most of you, I'm sure, remember the famous pasuk. We say it in Yom Kippur. The pasuk in Yeshayahu, Parakalif, pasuk Yudchet. Lechu na v'nivakcha yomar Hashem. God says, let us clarify this. Im yu chateichem kashanim, if your sins will be red, kashelag yelbinu, they will be whitened like white. And the Gemara asks, kashanim? What does it say? If your sins will be red, it should say, kashanim mebayle. The color red is shani. It's a modern name in Israel. Shani is red. So why does it say shanim? Shanim means years. Rav Kook explains, we'll just do this orally, that there are two types of sins. One is an occasional sin. If a person occasionally slips up, that's almost shogeg, that's almost an accident. That's about, you know, you can understand, okay, I messed up, that's pretty easy to improve. But what if I have been sinning for years? What if I have been sinning for decades? That's exactly what the pasuk wants to tell us. Even if your sins are for years, shanim, is that you've been sinning for years. Not just that they're red. Even if you've been sinning for years, person's been talking lashon hara for years, person's doing a kind of habit, putting people down, whatever it is, just do it. Just stop and improve. Because that's what life is about. Give it your best shot. And even if you just improve half, do it. Rav Kook writes in Oral Tshuva, the main problem with tshuva is that people don't realize how easy it is to do. And I brought for you at the end, Rav Tzadok of Lublin. I'm sorry, we mentioned Rav Tzadok. Rav Simcha Bunim Mipshischa. He says, Ikar HaShema, source number 19. Ikar HaOshma. The main blame, Shela Adam, Eina Etzem HaChataim. A person is not really blamed for doing things wrong, from sinning. Hanisayon atzum v'koach ha'adam dal. There are so many challenges, all of life is challenges, and man is weak. Sometimes we fail the challenges. God, he's the one who created us that way. He knows that we're going to make mistakes. So if so, he doesn't hold us accountable for it. So does that mean there's no such thing as punishment? Continues Rav Simcha Bunim. Ha'ashma gdola shel ha'adam hishu yachol b'chol rega la'asot tshuva ve'no oseh. A person is not punished for making a mistake. He's just punished if he doesn't do tshuva. Because there's such an easy solution. Just do tshuva. Who's holding you back? You want to do tshuva? God wants you to do tshuva. All you have to do is think, yeah, I want to improve. And that's perfection. You are now perfect. And these concepts are so important to us, because again, like Rav Kook writes at the beginning, were it not for this idea that when we make mistakes, we can fix them up, we would go crazy. There would be no hope. There's no Torah. As soon as we make a mistake in life, you say the wrong thing to your spouse, oh, so that's it, your marriage is over? You're doomed? No. Tshuva is one of the most basic ideas in life. And somebody who doesn't realize that is missing the strongest dachaf, Rav Kook calls it, the strongest push which runs the world. Orot HaTshuva.